A faraway hometown. Back to hometown. Hello, I'm Lia. Lia Wang. I'm from London, and I'm in middle school right now. I'm really excited, because tomorrow my family are going on a very special trip. We're going to visit my dad's hometown in Anhui Province, China. My parents actually took me there once before, but I was a baby then, so I don't remember anything. For me, this feels like my first visit. Dad has told me many amazing things about his hometown, Anhui. He talks all the time about the beautiful places and special food there. I can't wait to experience it for myself. A mountain above all others. After a long flight, we finally arrived. Early the next morning, I woke up full of excitement. We were going to Huangshan Mountain. On the bus journey to Huangshan, Dad told me a story about an ancient Chinese traveller called Xu Xiake. He taught me one of his sayings. Of all mountains, none compares to Huangshan. Once you climb Huangshan Mountain, you need not go to see any other mountains. When we arrived at the foot of Huangshan, we were surrounded by green mountains. In front of us were hundreds of stone steps up into the early morning mist. I ran to the steps to start my climb. The guest greeting pine. Climbing up Huangshan is very tiring, but the view is so beautiful. As you climb, you can see pine trees everywhere, in many different shapes and sizes. There is almost no soil on the mountain, so the pine tree roots must go deep into the cracks in the rocks. Huangshan pines have become a symbol of perseverance in Chinese people's heart, because they have to fight hard to grow. I thought of the pine trees whenever my legs felt like jelly. Finally, we reached the famous guest greeting pine. Its branch on the side stretches out like an arm in a welcoming gesture. It sounds silly, but I did feel like the tree was greeting me and saying, "Welcome back, Lia." Sunrise in the cloud sea. To see the famous Huangshan sunrise, we had to stay on the mountain for a night. We woke up really early, packed our things, and went to find a spot with a great view. We sat for ages, waiting. When the orange-red light of the sun finally appeared in the sky, I held my breath. Under the clear, deep blue sky was a sea of white rolling clouds. The dark green peaks disappeared in the waves of the clouds, which were slowly turning golden from the distant sunlight. I will never forget this view. A village from painting. Next, we made our way to my grandparents' home. They live in a small village called Hongcun, right at the foot of Huangshan Mountain. Even before we reached the entrance of the village, we saw my grandparents waiting there to greet us. Although we video chat every week, I was so happy to see them in person. I ran up and gave them a big hug. I looked at the South Lake beside us. The water reflected the hills and the trees around it. The old houses with white walls and black tiles really made the village look like a traditional Chinese painting. Art in buildings. Dad told me that white walls and black tiles are a special feature of Anhui buildings. It is said that the white walls are not just for looks. The material is moisture-proof. What's more, the white colour reflects sunlight. This can keep the houses cool when it's sunny. Walking around the village, I was amazed by the beautiful stone and wood carvings. Grandpa showed me his favourite ones. There were not only beautiful scenes showing flowers and animals, but also scenes of daily life in ancient times. My favourite carvings were those of the fantastic animals from ancient Chinese myths. Hairy tofu. We tried many dishes in Hongcun. When I heard that we would try something called hairy tofu, I was a little bit scared. But Grandma told me that the hair on the tofu is actually a fungus. The tofu is known as the first wonder of Anhui, so I must try it. As I waited by the stand, the stall owner took several pieces of the tofu and threw them into a frying pan. He then added chili sauce and chives on top. I took a piece with a bamboo stick, closed my eyes, and took a bite. Surprisingly, it was soft, salty, and spicy. I loved it. I had another, and then another. I couldn't stop. Tea and ink. Time flew. On our last day in Anhui, Grandma took us to their tea garden. The garden was on a hill, with many rows of small tea bushes. Making tea has been the family business for generations. Looking down from the hill, with the pleasant smell of tea leaves all around me, I felt a warm glow in my heart. Later, we visited an old ink stick workshop. Dad told me that Anhui ink has been famous for its quality since the period of the Southern Tang State, 937 to 975 CE. At the workshop, a craftsman showed me how to make the ink sticks. I didn't know that solid ink sticks are a mixture of soot and glue. The craftsman then let me use a mould to press my own ink stick. This was a perfect souvenir of my trip to Anhui. The last night. As we sat around my grandparents' table on our last night, I found it hard to smile. I loved the whole trip and had many unforgettable experiences. But I couldn't help but feel a little sad. Even though this trip was so short, I felt a really strong connection to this place. I loved everything, the food, the scenery, the culture, and especially the people. My grandpa asked why I looked so sad, so I told him how I felt. He stood up and went into the kitchen. He said he had a dish just for me. My eyes lit up when I saw the big bowl of fried hairy tofu. He smiled at me and sat back down. "Just don't forget about us, and come back whenever you can. Your roots are here." I smiled and nodded, but I couldn't speak, because my mouth was full of the taste of my hometown. Word bank. Appear. Carving. Chives. Crack. Craftsman. Entrance. Flight. Fungus. Mist. Mixture. Moisture proof. Mold. Peak. Perseverance. Pleasant. Reflect. Solid. Soot. Souvenir. Spicy. Stretch. Surround. Tile.